In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, two of the members of Running Lights, Mike Squillante and brother Nick Squillante. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Now, who's missing from the conversation?
Our drummer, Steve. He's missing today, but he's with us in spirit.
Now, what's Steve's last name?
Ranalone.
You know, because his parents wanted to hear the whole name, right?
Yes. Steve Ranalone.
When did it happen? When did the band Running Lights come together, and where did it happen?
I was on tour with another artist. I used to do a fair amount of touring as a sideman, and I was on a plane, and I really wanted to start my own thing up again. I thought Running Lights would be cool because it's kind of like a metaphor for never stop. And so I got off the plane, called up Nick, my brother. You know, he had to do it because he's my brother. I didn't have a choice. And then I called up Steve because he's basically my other brother.
Oh, that's great. See, I know where you've been, Nick. Where'd you meet Steve?
Steve and I were in, like, fifth grade math together, talking about bands like Blink-182 and Newfound Glory and Sum 41, Green Day. You know, we were vibing out together in math class.
And where was this? Where did you meet? What town?
Thornwood, New York. Well, Steve and I had several bands over the years. And Nick actually had a few bands with Steve's younger brother as well. Yeah. So we've all been in and out of bands over the years. I did 4 years at Berklee College of Music. And then, as I mentioned before, I did a fair amount of touring. After that wrapped up, I kind of said, I want to have a band again. And who better to do it with than two of the hometown heroes?
You seem to produce a lot of music. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And in addition to being songwriters, we're also producers. We do a lot of stuff in-house. I like to think we're very self-sufficient in that way. Not only do we write, but we produce the tracks, and it gives us real creative control over what it is we're putting out. It's very fulfilling at the end of the day.
Speaking of the end of the day, Nick, what did the band do today to make the dream come true?
Today, Andy, we're on the phone with you right now.
Hey, that's true.
Well, we're working on songs daily. We just got out of a great writing session yesterday, and we have some new songs on the horizon.
And you know what? Your videos are clever, too. I checked them out online. I like the stop motion. Not the one we're going to play, but whose idea was that? Who's producing those videos?
That's me. This is Mike. I used to do a lot of like YouTube covers and stuff back in the day, and it kind of got me in the mode of thinking that content creation is really key in today's music industry. Like, if you're not able to show it to people online, then it's almost like it doesn't exist in a way. With that particular song, it's called Dreamer. It's really a testament to like how much time a career like this takes and how much devotion it takes, and there's ups and downs. And doing a stop motion video, I took something like 1700 photographs over the course of a week to put it all together. So it takes a lot of time, but when you do put it together, it's very satisfying.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Running Lights. What are the most satisfying things that you guys have accomplished?
One of my favorite moments is we played our first single, Speechless, that came out back in 2019. We played our show at Gramercy Theater to a nearly sold-out crowd. Leading up to the show, you're selling tickets, talking to friends, you talk, you're doing the whole promo, and you know, when you get there, you don't know how it's going to be. You don't have a ticker on all the facts. But when you walk out on that stage and you see a sea of people, it's like definitely the most rewarding moments of this band to date.
Are you going to be out playing again? You got shows lined up?
Yeah, we recently signed with a college touring agency. So we've actually done some touring in the very, very end of the spring, but we expect to do more in the fall. What we have been doing actually to make up for not being on the road is an insane amount of TikTok content. You familiar with the app?
Sure. Yeah, Mike, I'm not that old, all right?
No, not what I was implying, but it's actually been crazy. We were able to build a following of near 120,000 people.
Well, good luck with that. Tell me about the song we're going to play, Won't You Stay. Who wrote it, and what's it about?
In its infancy, I wrote it. We both produced it. It's really, again, a result of 2020, not being able to go and be together with people. It's a romantic thing. You can also hear it like it's just a friend thing. I just don't want to be alone. Come spend a night. We'll stay up late, watch some movies. That can be it. And let's hang out tomorrow. It's a togetherness song. And I thought it was really important to put something out like that following 2020.
Hey, Nick, give me five words that describe the band Running Lights.
That's good. That's a good one. All right, let's see. I would say highly self-sufficient and motivated. Highly self-sufficient and motivated. Yeah, that's actually five.
Good job on the end there. The end is what really makes it.
Yeah, it came in the form of a sentence. It wasn't exactly four.
What's the website where people can find out more about Running Lights? spelled exactly the way it sounds?
Yes, spelled the way it sounds. We're at Running Lights on Instagram, at Running Lights on Twitter, at Running Lights Music on TikTok. Our main website is runninglightsmusic.com. You can find all the links to all our socials and all our songs right there on the homepage. And Apple Music and Spotify follow the links right there for you.
Gotcha. Mike and Nick Squillante, two-thirds of the band Running Lights in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Give my best to Steve. Sorry we missed him, but best of luck to you guys. And here is their song called Won't You Stay.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.